Get down and lay down. They lay down, they stay down.
Time now to spend a few minutes with Broncos linebacker Wesley Woodyard. Wesley, at the point of the season now where you and the Broncos start to work your way back through the division schedule, getting ready for a Charger team you saw just a month ago, can that help a little bit, that familiarity, considering the fixes and the corrections that you guys have talked about in the locker room this week that you guys need to make?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, came in, we prepared extremely well for San Diego the first time, and it's actually, you know, it can be a get back on track game for us. You know, we know what they're going to do. We obviously know they're going to try to switch some things up, but you know, we got to get back to the basics, and in a division game, this is going to definitely help us do that.
With that said, what's the tone been like in practice so far this week?
Oh, you know, the tone has been raised up. You know, Coach McDaniels have been getting at guys, you know, joking with them, you know, get the tempo up. So, you know, we've had a lot of fun this week. I can definitely say, you know, it felt like the first week of practice that we had. We had a lot of fun, the tempo is really high.
Well, Wesley, you're busy. Let's get to the questions. Our first question comes from Ben in Littleton, Colorado, wondering, going all the way back to your Kentucky days, how did you approach your opportunity to make the roster after not being drafted? What was that like?
Well, you know, I came in, you know, I obviously wanted to get drafted. So, you know, I came in knowing the situation, it was going to be extremely hard making a team. So I came in every day, you know, working my hardest, giving it my all every day I was out there on the field, you know, just so I can leave everything out there, a good impression in the coach's head.
2 years later, from not being drafted to being named team captain, how did it feel getting voted for team captain by your peers?
Oh, man, you know, it was an experience that I really can't explain. You know, they think a lot of me out there on the football field, on my play on special teams, and I'm just a guy that's going to give it my all for the guys that's on the field and the guys that are standing watching on the sideline. So every time I'm out there, I'm just trying to give it my all.
It's something that I think fans have seen a lot from you and the rest of the linebackers, that kind of attitude, that kind of passion.
Oh, yeah, you know, we got a real great linebacker room. You know, everybody's a competitor in there. You know, guys like Darrell Reed on the special team, you know, me and him are competing. We're trying to get tackles. You know, you look at Dre Davis and DJ Williams out there playing together. You know, Dumaville stepping it up. So everybody's just a competitor, and we're trying to compete against each other.
Let's talk about this defense. We hear players in the defense say, do your job. We've heard it quite a bit. Mike in Frisco, Colorado, is wondering, what kind of discipline does that require, and how does it promote a successful defense?
Well, the biggest thing in doing your job, you have to know what you have to do on that play and what the guys beside you are going to do. So, you know, that's something that we have to get back to. Everybody doing their job so everybody can be dependent on everybody on the field. And that's a big thing that we have to do this week. Everybody has to do their job.
Got to have a lot of confidence in the guys around you, right?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, when I line up, you know, when I get out there on the field on nickel, I have to know that those guys can depend on me knowing that I'm going to do my job and vice versa. So, you know, everybody has to, you know their part and know the man next to them jobs as well.
Well, you guys all get excited when someone next to you makes a play. Chapin right here in Denver is wondering, what are you pointing at and what do you tell Elvis Dumaville after he sacks a quarterback?
Well, you know, that's something, Dumaville, quick little story about that San Diego game. He was looking for me to do it, but I was too busy talking to Bunny. But, you know, it's simply, you know, point to the sideline, you know, get off the field, you did your job, and let the special teams come on. So, you know, that's basically what it is, something fun to do. So whenever you see me point to the sideline, that means Dumaville has done his job.
Well, we've seen it 12 times now, I think, and it looks like every time just about you're there, especially during the Cleveland game, we saw it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I told him I'm going to be there every time he do it, so he kind of looks for me. So, you know, I'm going to be there to amp him up just to, you know, the team feeds off his momentum, and, you know, it's just exciting to see a guy like him out there on the field.
Well, a great relationship there. Let's talk about one with another one of your teammates, Braxton Kelly. You've been playing football with him for a long time. Tell fans what that relationship's like.
Well, you know, me and Braxton have been knowing each other since 6 years old. His mom and my mom grew up together, and we've been playing together, you know, little league team since I was 7, and you know, we just grown relationship. We're more like brothers. You know, anytime I need something, I can call him, and he, anytime he needs something, he can call me. So, he followed me to Kentucky, and ever since then, we've just, you know, had that bond that nobody can break.